Welcome to the official PodFest podcast, where we celebrate our community of independent podcasters, brought to you by the PodFest Multimedia Expo.
This is Glenn the Geek.
And I'm producer Jemmy. Welcome to episode 12 of the PodFest podcast.
This episode is brought to you by our friends at Buzzsprout.
On today's episode, we are joined by Jennifer Hensel, host of the Women in Podcasting show, to review the Women in Podcasting track at PodFest. Then on track two, Colleen Gallagher of the Colleen Gallagher podcast. I don't know how these women think of these names. This is great. She's going to bring us back to the podcasting basics with a tip on being yourself. Then Glenn and I talk tech for our track three keynote, discussing optimizing the sound quality from your mobile recording sessions.
You know, I do a show called Horses in the Morning, and we've been doing it for, we're in our 12th or 13th year now, almost 3,000 episodes. And one of the things, it's a show about horses and horse life and horse people, and we've had to cover a lot of sad things on the show. And we had a discussion in the beginning, because we're daily, so we had a discussion in the beginning, when do we do the sad things? Do you do the sad things at the beginning? Do you do the sad things at the end? And what we decided is you do the sad things very first thing in the show, because then you move on and you don't leave people with sad things at the end. So I'm going to do the sad thing now. We lost one of our PodFest members. We're talking number one member of PodFest, one of our good friends and number one ticket buyer every year for PodFest, Rick Liebschback. He did the Self-Protection Essentials podcast. If you've gone to PodFest at all over the years, as Jimmy and I have, you've met him. Mm-hmm. He's a super nice guy. And we lost him on Saturday night at midnight, exactly, apparently. I've been in contact with Rick over the last 2 years because he found out he had leukemia about the same time I found out I had colon cancer. So we were in contact and chatting. And
I didn't realize your diagnoses came around the same time.
Same time, yep. Okay. So we'd been chatting on Facebook, and I've been keeping up on him, and I got him involved in the men's cancer group on Facebook and things. And he had had this massive battle with leukemia and really tough. I mean, really tough battle with leukemia. And then he got COVID and got pneumonia and died Saturday night. So here he is battling for 2 years the cancer and then dies of pneumonia from COVID. So it was it was sad. Although his wife, Judy, our best to her, said that he went peacefully in his last few hours. He spent a lifetime teaching women, mostly, how to protect themselves. So his podcast and his classes he did were all about protecting yourself and getting out of bad situations where nobody gets hurt, where you get away.
If you've ever walked into a room and immediately there's someone in there who just makes you feel safe, that was Rick. Made you feel safe. Yeah. And I remember at the end of every PodFest, oh man, I'm going to miss it this year, because I know this is going to be a moment that is going to feel empty. It's going to feel lost. Because at the end of every PodFest, it was a big deal where the first time he did it was when it was the end of a PodFest, and he bought the ticket for the next PodFest as soon as they went on sale. He was the very first ticket holder, and he bought it before the end of the PodFest that he was attending. And so it became a thing where at the end of PodFest, you know, Chris goes up there and he announces that the tickets are going to be open for next year. And Rick always, without fail, gets the first one. And it's always a celebratory moment. Hey, we got the first one. Man, am I going to miss him. He was such a cheerleader.
Chris told me on the phone the other day, we talked after this, and he told me on the phone the other day that he will always, from this point on, have the first ticket. So his name will be on the first ticket from this point on for as long as Chris does PodFest. So our best to his family and to all the PodFest family. So I kind of making this a training lesson too. You are going to have situations in your podcasting career where you have to do bad news. We do believe, and we've done studies, and I've asked listeners about this. They also like when it's up front, and then you can move on with the show, because they and their minds can move on then too. So we're going to do that. And we have some good news and some things. We have a whole bunch of shout outs and other stuff going on, but you wanted to talk a little bit about 5 reasons to go to PodFest.
Yeah, this was posted up in the PodFest group, and I like, this is so brilliant. So these are 5 reasons. If you haven't decided yet that you need to be at PodFest, well, here you go. Here are 5 reasons why you should. Number one, there will be a hands-on learning center for you to master and improve your podcasting skills. Like, this is not something you see every day. You can actually go in, ask questions on how to do things, and then actually practice doing them. It's fantastic. And number two, you get to interact with influential podcasters. Glenn, I think we qualify as that. I don't know, but whatever. We qualify.
Well, you can talk to us too. Yeah.
Number three, there are amazing after parties. Now, here's a little tip for any of you who is presenting at PodFest. Beware of the after parties that happen before your presentation because they are a voice killer. Just letting you know.
That's true.
Be careful. Number four, the Hilton Orlando Lazy River. Now, the last time I did a lazy river experience, I was living in Virginia and scraped the bottom of my butt on lots of rocks and lost my watch. I hope. Don't think that this is quite the same.
I think the hotel, I don't think they're going to have rocks you scrape your butt
no,
on.
No, I don't think so. So go enjoy the Hilton Orlando Lazy River. And last but not least, of course, is cutting edge education. You're getting like tiny little tastes of it on this show. Imagine this show on steroids, and that's PodFest. So you're going to get so much education. You do not want to miss out on everything that has been planned. So of course, if you haven't forgotten yet, remind you anyway, get your tickets at podfestexpo.com.
And at the beginning of every show, we do some shout outs to podfesters of the past. And it seems like we have Veteran Podcaster Day here on the shout outs. First, congratulations to our good friend and podcast Hall of Famer, Dave Jackson, on his 17-year anniversary in podcasting. I wanted to read what he wrote on his Facebook page, and I hope he has. Well, it's on his Facebook page, so I can read it. But he,
what's that phrase? Ask permission
too late.
Later. Right, yeah. Whatever that phrase. You know what it is. Go ahead.
And we know him well enough. He can just yell at us later. So he wrote April 4th, 2005. Think about that, people. He was bankrupt, divorced, and soon to be unemployed. And he heard about a new thing called podcast and decided to take his blog and newsletter he had been writing and turn it into a podcast. Now he's 17 years later, and he's in the Hall of Fame for podcasting. So it just goes to show there's hope. It doesn't matter where you are in life that you can start a podcast and it can help you dig out of wherever you are. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to Dave.
Fun fact, yeah. I started off podcasting with a $20 stick mic from Best Buy. It can be done.
And you know, the first mics I used were $10. So I still have some. The next one, he lives down there. You.
Yeah, his Donald Kelly. So I love when I get to see him every year at PodFest. He's there without fail. And he has a podcast that's called The Sales Evangelist. And he's built a really active community around it. You know, we talk about community a lot, especially at PodFest. I'm all about community. And his podcast just hit, are you ready for this? Oh my gosh. 3.7 million all-time downloads. Holy cannoli. That is crazy. 3.7 million. That's a lot. Congratulations, Donald.
Andrew Wang, who also has been podcasting for a long time, celebrated his 15th year in podcasting. And his show is called Inspired Money. He and I have done presentations together at PodFest. The last PodFest that was in person, we did a panel together. So congratulations, Andrew.
And there's another 15-year-er on the list. Daniel J. Lewis.
I feel like
Lewis.
A baby with all these people.
Yeah, I know, right? Goodness gracious. So Daniel J. Lewis, congratulations. He's from the Audacity Podcast, and he's been podcasting, for 15 years. And he says that he's hosted around 1,000 episodes across 8 of his own podcasts. 8. Guys, I tell you. Podcasting is like getting tattoos. Once you get one, you start collecting them. Glenn has how many?
It's like Pringles.
But it's been totaling more than 2,000 hours of content with 10 different co-hosts. So Daniel J. Lewis knows about longevity, and he is an incredible podcaster. So come to PodFest with the hopes of meeting him.
One more, Katie Kermitzos, the boss's wife.
Never heard of her. I have no idea who you're talking about.
Once a year, we do a show together on My Horses in the Morning Daily Show, where we highlight PodFest podcasters. We get 5 of them on, we chat with them, we have some fun, and we talk to them. We just did that. We'll post the link in the show notes if you want to hear from other PodFest podcasters. We give them each like 5-7 minutes, and we chat with them, and we try and get them off topic and, you know, screw around with them a little bit. And Katie, I wanted to mention this. She has the Women's Meditation Network. She just hit 40 million downloads.
Wow.
in 3 years.
She's amazing. She so if you rewind to one of our past episodes where she got to talk about the transition, because she had a really successful show before this really successful show, as she turned off one faucet and turned on the other. And it's amazing to see her success. So congratulations, Katie.
And they're completely different shows. Talked about changing. She was a high energy women's business show and then went to this. I listened to bits and pieces the other day and I was like, oh my God, that's not the same woman, because it's a meditation show and she uses her very deep, kind of sexy meditation voice. And I was like, that's not Katie. I just didn't believe it. So,
she dropped the red boots and put on a, I don't know, sleeping bag. I don't know, whatever. Congratulations, Katie.
So coming up, we're going to have our first track here in just a second. She's going to be with us in person, which is very exciting. Oh, and it's something you're involved with during PodFest. But first, we have to mention Buzzsprout. It's the title sponsor of today's podcast. And also, we use them. I have like 10 or 12 shows over there. You have a bunch of shows that we're hosting right now at Buzzsprout. We love Buzzsprout, one, for the numbers, two, for the stats. They do a very good job with their stats. Two, for their customer service. I really wanted to talk about that because I had to write to them twice last week about different things, and I got answers almost immediately. And I know that some of them were out at Podcast Movement, and you know they were out there because they were a sponsor out there. And I just am impressed that no matter what I ask, I get answers that I actually understand. Because sometimes you ask customer service, you get answers you don't understand. But they handle my problems right away. And that's one of the things I really do like about Buzzsprout. It's very important when you host your podcast over a long period of time that you have customer service that you can count on, because you're going to run into issues. Sometimes they're little issues. Sometimes it's just they're not an issue. You just don't understand how to do it. So even after doing it all the years that Jemmy and I have, we run into those things. So get a company, work with a company that has good customer service, and that's Buzzsprout.
But on to our first track. Let's get on to the conference. So Jennifer Hensel, host of the Women in Podcasting show, she's joining us to review one of the tracks available at PodFest this year, the Women in Podcasting Con. It's going to happen on Thursday, and well, I'm a part of it. Woohoo! I'll be one of the panelists on their monetization panel, so I'm super excited. So let's get into our conversation with Jennifer Hensel. Well, for our first track, let's get the women's side of things. And joining us all the way from Canada is Jennifer Hensel, who is going to be leading the Women in Podcasting Con, of which I get to join her for a panel on monetization. So I'm super excited that you're part of this episode, Jennifer, and you're joining us in. So welcome to the show. And let's talk about women in podcasting. Welcome, Jennifer.
Yay. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. So the Women in Podcasting Con runs on the Thursday for PodFest. And so Thursday's a little funny because that's where these microcons tend to happen. It can be a little confusing. So before we talk really about what the Women in Podcasting Con is going to be, let's just clear up that confusion right off the bat. Do people need an extra ticket? How do they get involved and attend the Women in Podcasting Con on Thursday?
Yes. Yeah, so really they can just show up if they go through all of our full track. They actually have a chance to win one of 10 ultimate swag bags. So we're running from 1:30 until 5:00. We've got a lot of amazing speakers. I am so thrilled and honored to be running the track. My mission is to lift women's voices and stories globally. So I'm just so thrilled to be involved with this track. So anybody can show up to the track and, you know, you can ask questions, you can meet the speakers, you can join us for learning, connecting, and celebrating with other women podcasters. We're opening it with a panel of speakers and we're talking about the methods for mastering your podcast mindset. And then we have Martine Cadet talking about social media strategies for building momentum for your podcast. And then we have Melanie Benson. She's from Amplify Your Success podcast. And she's going to be talking about how to leverage your OPP, other people's podcasts, to grow your listenership and attract high ticket clients. That's going to be a great session too. And then we have the methods for monetizing your podcast. And Jemmy, you're going to be on that. And then we're going to have power networking for podcasters. And we're going to be having our draws for the swag bags at that one. So you need to attend all of them to be able to join the draw. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, one of the things that I love about PodFest is Chris's intention on having these MicroCon opportunities, because as podcasters, you know, you can podcast about anything. The scope of podcasters is just about as wide as the scope of humans. And so to be able to have these more focused interactions is really fantastic. I remember the first PodFest that I ever went to, the opening day, had one of these microcons. It was Women Focused. It was put on by Elsie Escobar and Jessica Kupferman. And it was absolutely fantastic, because what I was able to do that first day before meeting the much bigger PodFest crowd was to meet people who I was more closely connected to and resonating with. So when you go to PodFest, when you get your ticket, just know that Thursdays, you don't want to miss that, because that's your opportunity to get this really focused, more dynamic possibilities of relationships and building them out from the start. So the Women in Podcasting Con is going to be fantastic. And yes, I'm joining in on the monetization panel, and I'm really excited about it. Where are you seeing the trend of podcasting going as far as women and our involvement? You know, when it comes to any kind of field, oftentimes we hear it's a man's world, we got to find our way through it. And podcasting started off that way, but women have made fantastic inroads. So in your opinion, where do you see the state of women in podcasting, and where do you see it going?
Well, I'm just so thrilled to see more and more women coming into podcasting. It's growing like wildfire, because people know that being part of a community is vital to their well-being. And when we work together, we grow together. And so women are coming together and forming communities like this one, because it's just, you know, it helps all of us lift our voices together. And there's so many, like you said, there's so many different topics, so many different issues that people talk about. And so connecting with peers is really, really important. So I can see a lot more communities forming. And the podcasting community overall is just so beautiful. And PodFest is just going to be so amazing. Don't you guys just feel it? It's just, the vibe is incredible already.
100%. I'm really geared up and excited to go. So if there is one thing that you can say to anybody listening that they should definitely earmark the Women in Podcasting Con and make sure they go, what is one thing that you can say, this is why you should go?
Well, we have some amazing speakers. I have 10 women speakers. I would love for all of you to meet every single one of them. I've got Katie Kremitzos. I've got Martine Cadet, Melanie Benson, Allison Melody from Food Heals, Kimmy Seltzer from the Charisma Quotient, Tiffany Kane from Mastering the Podcaster Mindset and Radical Audacity, Miriam Blinkoff, she's a podcast producer of Life of Awesome, and Michelle Abraham of Amplify You, and you, Jemmy. So there's so many wonderful women to connect with. We're going to have a focus on networking and connecting with each other. And we just want to see a good showing, because you know what? The women are getting the party started.
You know, Edison just came out with their numbers from last year. And for the first time, women have passed men in the number of listeners. So not only are we seeing it on the host side, I'm hosting podcasts, but we're seeing it on a listener
side. Haven't
you
all figured it out yet? You might start something, but eventually we're taking over. So thank you so much. InspiredInfluencers.com is where people can find you, Jennifer, and also at PodFest. So I'm super excited.
I'm so, so thrilled that I was invited, and so thrilled to have you on one of our panels. So I'm a podcaster, best-selling author, and founder of Inspired Influencers. And my podcasts include the Women in Podcasting Show, and you can find that at womeninpodcasting.show. I also founded a global network called Women in Podcasting VIP Club, where I help women podcasters and expert guests monetize their message. And so that's why I was invited to do this track, because we have almost 7,000 members in our Facebook group. So that's why I was invited to do this track, because it's a really, really important issue to gather the women together and to chat about these issues and these different topics. And today, any of the women in your audience or expert guests can join our VIP club for only $7 a month. And you can find that at womeninpodcasting.club.
Now, if I wear a dress and change my name to Glenn Rietta, can I win a swag
Glenda.
Bag?
It just needs to be Glenda. It doesn't need to be too fancy.
Oh, yeah,
Glenn Rietta is too fancy.
Oh, that's true.
You're a simple
girl. Yeah,
that's
how I know how to spell it. That's right.
Thank you again for inviting me to be a part of it. And we'll see you at PodFest.
Bye for now.
Well, don't forget that we have a newsletter over at PodFest. It's done by our good friend Larry Roberts, and it comes out, what, twice a week, I believe?
Yeah. And he's a really exciting person to be putting this newsletter together. I can't keep up with him on social media. He is an MC over here, an MC over there, hosting this, hosting that. So he goes ahead and puts together a really exciting newsletter on top of it.
PodFestExpo.com is where you sign up today, and it's also where you get your tickets for the next PodFest. And I can give you a coupon code. If you're looking at buying your ticket for the next PodFest, use the coupon code NETWORK, and it will get you 25% off your ticket. So head on over there today to get your tickets. Coming up next, we have Colleen Gallagher of the Colleen Gallagher Podcast. She's bringing us a tip on just being yourself.
Hey guys, it's Colleen Gallagher here from the Colleen Gallagher Podcast. Hi, Colleen. We have nearly 100 podcasts in 2 years of podcasting, and the best advice that I can give is to simply just show up and be yourself. Sometimes we overthink, we overplan, we think that we have to have it all figured out, but the truth is just have your mic, have your camera, turn it on, and talk about what it is you're passionate about. Talk about what you would talk about where your thoughts wander when no one's around. When you simply just show up and you be yourself, that frequency or that codeine is shared and transmitted through radio waves. But it actually then sends a signal out to other people who are part of your collective tribe to be attracted to you, to know that they are not alone, that they are here together with someone who is passionate and excited about the topics they get lost in their own mind with. So I promise you, the beautiful thing in podcasting is that you can be the co-creator in the community that you want to lead. And all you have to do is turn it on and speak about what you're already good at speaking about, what you already know so much about, and what you do, even if no one was watching. I'm super excited to support you. I'm excited for your podcast to absolutely blow up and for you to actually be the leader in the community that you came here to be.
There's so much to unpack in this, and it may have seemed like a simple message, but it really was more complicated than that. When a new show is coming to the Horse Radio Network, I always act as the producer for the first one. And one common mistake all the new hosts make is they try and be this professional host instead of being themselves. And you probably do the same thing. You have to stop them. So I have stopped literally every show that starts, and I have to tell them, look, throw all that out. I just want you to be yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, and it seems like such a simple message, but it's the most important thing about starting your show. You can't fake it forever.
You can't, and you don't want to. It's exhausting.
Just
be you. Actually, I'll share real quick a story of when I was producing one of my brother's very first episodes. He was interviewing the husband of a friend of mine, and when he was done, he had the conversation, did the interview. So we were circling back to another recording session to do his intro, okay, and his takeaway. And so we get to recording those bits, and he puts on his suit and tie, metaphorically, right? He becomes lawyer.
A lawyer.
He goes back into the courtroom, so to speak, and he's like, this is da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's stumbly, and it's awkward. And so he finishes. I don't say a word while he's going, right? He finishes, and he says, so you might have to edit that a lot. It was a little stumbly. I said, no, I won't have to edit that at all, because we're just totally throwing it out. And instead, I want you to imagine, I said, listen, I am this guy's biggest fan ever, right? And you walk in my door and you say, oh my gosh, Jemmy, I just got an interview with so-and-so. And I say, oh, no way, what was it like? And boom, then go. And he said the exact same stuff, but it came across completely different because he let all the other stuff go. Take off the suit and tie, unless that... Just relax, because the more that you do that, the more that you give the people the opportunity to fall in love with you. It goes again to something we say over and over and over again. What is one of your favorite sayings, Glenn?
I think it's come for the content, stay for the host.
That's right. So when people find your show as opposed to anybody else's show, they want to fall in love with you. So get them the chance to actually know who you are and be yourself. So it was a very simple message, but it's really important because that's what a lot of us forget. We take off a lot of our personality when we come to the microphone, and we shouldn't do that. The microphone is exactly where your personality should thrive.
By the way, with Jemmy and I, you get what you get. I mean, it's just, we're not smart enough to fake it for this long. That's for sure.
Neither of us would let the other one get away with it anyway. No.
That is for sure. Well, now it's time to live up to my nickname and get a little geeky. Let's talk tech, specifically how to optimize your sound quality when doing mobile recording sessions. I saw a couple of people post this on Facebook. How do I do it? I'm out and I'm about and I want to record at location.
Or I'm going to take your advice, Glenn and Jemmy, and I'm going to record while at PodFest.
Well, that too. So I have a little experience with this because last year I went 5 weeks on the road visiting listeners to 14 different states over 4,000 miles, and we stayed at their farms and
did
I recorded interviews.
Or did you just break in and sneak
no,
in?
No, I actually, yeah, they got permission. Yeah. I didn't just show up. So we did shows all along the way. And the way we did it was so simple. Everybody overcomplicates this. Now you're going to need a little bit of equipment. And when I mean a little bit, I mean like a couple hundred dollars worth, but it will pay for itself 100 mm-hmm. times over. So there are a couple of different recorders out there. There is a Tascam portable recorder. There's a Zoom PodTrack 4. There's several of these different recorders. Most of them, you can hook 4 different XLR mics into, and you can hook 4 different headsets into. So you can record on different tracks. Now, keep in mind, these recorders are a little bigger than a deck of cards. They're very lightweight. They're very remote.
And they look really cool. They kind of look like they should be like on a paranormal investigation or something.
Star Trek. Yes, or Star Trek. Yes. It's the communicator on Star Trek's what I make believe. So they are cool because they're so lightweight. They fit into small space. You bring 4 XLR cables. You bring 4 microphones. And now all of a sudden you can do a show with 3 guests and you. Or 2 hosts and 2 mm-hmm. guests. And you all have separate microphones. The nice part about this is it records. They record. So you can record right onto the device and don't need a separate computer. The really nice part is, and I discovered
this
the first day out.
Make sure you get an SD card. Okay, carry on.
Yes. A big one. Yeah. But the nice part is they're battery operated. So we were at a couple of farms where there was no power where we wanted to record. Mm. We wanted to actually record the show in the barn and there was no power nearby. I had my laptop on battery, the device on battery, the Zoom on battery, and 4 microphones, and we recorded the whole show without any power.
Wow, that's impressive.
It is impressive. You know, you have about an hour or an hour and a half, and you know, and you're going to run out of battery. But it was very nice to do it that way, and it just made it so portable, and the sound was incredible.
Actually, talking about sound, this is where it's really important because your microphones, first of all, so your XLR cables and you want your microphones, make sure they're dynamic because if you are doing a mobile recording, chances are you're not in control of the environment that you're in, at least not in total control. So you want to be able to probably capture some background noise to give yourself the atmosphere. That's usually good and lends itself to kind of the imagination of the theater of the eye or whatever, theater of the mind, but you don't want the background to overpower your voices. So by having dynamic microphones as opposed to condenser microphones, you're getting that more focused directional pickup from the mic. So dynamic microphones. And then also, if there is a source of noise, let's say there's a fan or something like that, try to turn anything off that you can. But if you can't, then here's the key. Your microphone should be facing your mouth and away from the source of the noise. So orient yourself so that you're facing the fan and the microphone is facing you. Then the microphone is picking up your voice and much less of the fan or whatever it is that's you're facing, that's the source of the noise. So that's one thing. I remember on a trip to, we were doing a Finding Florida adventure and we went to Extreme Action Park and there was like noise everywhere. I mean, from video games to ski ball to everything. And we just had to orient our bodies a certain way so that we used our bodies to block certain sounds. We found a concrete wall to kind of use as a sound blocker. So try to find ways, either take note of your environment and minimize the impact of the things that do make noise and utilize the things that can help block some noise, like a concrete wall or your own bodies. And I wanted to say one more thing. So, Glenn, you mentioned the use of 4 microphones. Now, for some people listening, even though, you know, we can give them advice all day on how to get a cheaper microphone, that still is pretty good. for some people listening, the idea of getting four microphones on top of the recorder and the XLR cables is a lot. So if you do only get two microphones, just a quick tip on how to manage those two microphones, because one will be for you, one will be for your guests. So if one is for you and let's say your co-host, then what Glenn and I have done as a trick is whoever's leading the conversation is holding the microphone. And then let's say that's me. And then Glenn might like tap my elbow or something. And then I'll know to point the microphone to him. Or as I'm leading the conversation, the microphone is pointed towards me. But then when I'm not talking, just in case Glenn needs to say something, I point the microphone at him while our guest is speaking. And then if I need to talk again, I just point the microphone back at me. Now, as far as your guests are concerned, if there's only one microphone between multiple guests, then what I recommend is, unless you have a seasoned guest who can control that microphone and you trust them, give that microphone to the other co-host, or you hold it with your other hand.
That's right, because people tend to play with it too, and it makes noise. So they'll tend to jostle it around. So that's a good point. And Jemmy and I know a little bit about this. We did a travel adventure show for several years.
Yeah.
You made a good point at the beginning too. You want some background noise. That's the idea. As you're out on the road, you're doing a remote, and people want to hear the excitement of where you are. So don't be obsessive about getting perfect sound, because that's not why you're on the road. Mm-hmm. At conferences or trade shows or things. We did one at a food trade show. And your microphone, if you're using, you know, we use the Samsung Q2Us, which are like $60 on the road, that deadens the sound from about a foot out, but you can still hear a murmur in the background. You want that murmur because that creates the excitement of where you are. Now, our mouths were full the whole time. We couldn't avoid that. But
That's true. Now, two things that our minds tend to block out and forget going through our day-to-day that are complete audio killers. I just want to make sure that you are aware of them. One is traffic. So if you are recording near a street, just be aware that there's traffic and that can really kill your sound. And the second one is wind. So minimize how much wind is hitting that microphone as much as you can. So that kind of covers some quick tips on maximizing your audio quality when you're doing a mobile recording. So we'll actually include in our show notes a link to a couple of devices that we really love, but go and check them out. There's lots of great mobile devices, and then get XLR recorders and dynamic microphones and use your body or whatever else around you to block out a lot of sound, and you'll be just fine.
Now here at the studio, I use the Tascam. What is it again, Jemmy?
TM70.
TM70. I love this thing. It's been my most favorite microphone. And of course, we use the Tascam super duper fancy mixer too. You're using it right now.
I am.
Right?
The Mixcast 4. It's beautiful and I love it. No one's ever taken away from me that I have to pry it from my cold dead hands.
My wife stole mine because she loved it so much. So I don't even have use of it right now because she's using it and loves it. But yeah, I love this microphone for the studio. I just love this thing. And of course, there's an opportunity at PodFest to play with equipment and also to do an interview with Jemmy and I, because we're going to be recording on our Tascam devices at PodFest. So we look for us there. We'd love to meet you and find out about your show and then put it on this show after PodFest. So you can find details about the show notes about today's show and our speakers and everything else, just go to podfestpodcast.com. Get your tickets at podfestexpo.com. Use the coupon code network and you'll get 25% off.
Nice. And I can be found before PodFest anytime at flintstonemedia.com.
I can also be found at horseradionetwork.com.
And we'd really love your feedback. So as always, please visit us at podfestpodcast.com and click contact and send us a message. Give us some feedback. Let us know you're out there listening.
Many thanks to this week's sponsors, Buzzsprout and Podpage, where we host our website.
And thank you to our equipment sponsor, the wonderful Tascam. We love showing off all of your great stuff, Tascam. So, you know, if you ever want to send us some more stuff, you know, feel free. But until then, we'll see you at PodFest.